You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Do you look at life the way Jesus did? Listen to Adrian Rogers.
Shakespeare said that life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Well, that's what some people feel about life. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it abundantly.
Love Worth Finding at 8:30 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help.
Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy.
Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
We're living in a time where we get to live to be 75, 85, 95. We got some people 115. They say in the next 30 years that the average lifespan of a human being is going to be 140. Come on. That means some of you might be able to see your great, 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 great grandchildren get married. You don't think about that, do you? Somebody shout, "He's blessed me." He has. Somebody say, "He has." He has blessed me. So what he's saying is everything you need has already been supplied in a realm that nobody can ever rob it from you. God has provided it for you. You've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in your life. Amen? You can say it this way. You have been blessed with all spiritual capacity in heavenly places. Everything that you have need of, he has given already to you to make your life abundant and overflowing. Amen? That's good news for us today. How many of you believe that's good news? Come on, praise him, amen? Especially in the days when you don't know what's going on. Especially in the days when you don't know what's going to happen. When everything comes, amen, that's good news. I am grateful for the peace of God. Especially this week, I'm telling you, I was leaning on it. Come on, amen? He said, "I am blessed with all spiritual blessings, and I have been, not going to be, I have been." So watch this. That's why our worship affects everything we do, because worship is an act of faith. I mean, if you really know how to worship God, you're worshiping God because you believe he can already give you what he said he can give you. If you didn't believe it, you wouldn't have no reason to worship him. How many know in the Old Testament, when you read the book of Psalms, What you consistently see are statements like this. He says, I will say of the Lord, he is my rock. He is my shield. He is my strong tower. He's my rose of Sharon. He is the lily in the valley. He is a spring that never runs dry. He is a river that flows through me. Why? Because we recognize that no matter what we need in our life, he can give it to us. Whatever we declare him to be, that's what he will become in our life. How many know in the midst of a war, you need a shield and a buckler? I will say of the Lord, he is my shield and he is my buckler. Come on, somebody. Wherever you're going through in life, he can become that for you. Amen. I will say of the Lord, he is my strength. He is my strong tower. How many know sometimes we need a strong tower? Whenever things falling apart in your life, how many know you can run to the Lord and he will be strong on your behalf? Praise the Lord. Amen. I will say of the Lord, he is my rock. There might be days when everything gets shaky. Huh? When everything you thought was there for you ain't there no more. And all of a sudden, you need the rock of Christ Jesus to be solid in your life. Come on, amen. He has the capacity to do all of that. He can have the capacity to say, man, I'm thirsty. The Lord said, I will quench your thirst. I'm a river that never runs dry. Praise the Lord. That's why worship becomes so important in our experience, because when I begin to sing that, when I begin to declare that, that he is a blessed God, he's not an empty God, he's not a weak God. Lord, you never run out. You never run dry. You're not inadequate. You are more than enough. You are El Shaddai. You got everything I need plus everything I don't need. You got it all. Praise the Lord. So here's what Paul was saying. He was saying, here's what I want you to understand. You're not serving a weak God. You're not serving an empty God. You are serving a blessed God. Somebody shout a blessed God. Not only is he a blessed God, but he's blessed you with everything you ever need. That means you cannot fail. You ever heard anybody say this? Failure is not an option. In the kingdom of God, it ain't even never an option. Because you cannot fail in his kingdom. Come on. You can't lose. You can't die. My God. If they can't kill you, if they can't steal from you, if they can't take from you, how many know he's a blessed God? Somebody say, I better get my perspective right. Everybody say, I'm blessed. Number two, his grace chooses. Everybody say, it chooses. It chooses. His grace chooses. I remember when we were little kids, mostly guys, maybe some girls, when we were little kids, we'd go outside and we'd play football out in the field all day, basketball, huh? And you had, when you played basketball, you had like 15 kids, but you only had to have 5 kids on each team. Remember that? And you got 2 people that are captains of the team. And you know the last game you played, you missed 3 shots in a row. And one of the captains is John. John don't like you anyway. So your only hope is your big brother, who's the other captain. And when I picked them, I picked John, I picked Larry, I picked Bill, I picked Bob, blah, blah, blah. There's one left, and it's your brother who's picking. And you're there going, oh, dear God, let him pick me. Please, God. How many know what I'm talking about? Some of y'all were never picked last, so y'all don't know what I'm talking about. But for those of you that have experienced this, this is a very tough place to be as a young man. Your brother's looking around and going, looking all around you. Move out of the way, Jason. All right, I'll take Jason. Come on. Oh, he chose me. He chose me. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Praise the Lord. Come on, amen. I mean, that feels really good when you get picked. Can I help you today? God chose you. He looked all over the world. He said, I'll take you. I'll take you. I'll take you. Yeah, oh, yeah, I'll take you too. And you too. Oh, yeah, of course you. And I'll take you and you. I mean, he said, I choose you.
Hello, this is Pastor Jason Baumgartner. I want to thank you for participating in the Revealing Truth radio broadcast and supporting this vital ministry to the community. Many of you have been instrumental in bringing the revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ to South Florida. Your generous tax-deductible donations help us reach a potential audience of 30,000 people every day. We are excited to announce to you today that giving to this ministry has become even easier. Will you please take a moment and text the word radio to 772-800-2464. Again, text the word radio to 772-800-2464. Then just follow the easy one-time setup and you can become a monthly supporter of The Revealing Truth. I want to thank you for your support today and being a covenant partner with The Revealing Truth radio broadcast. For more information on becoming a covenant partner, you can email me directly at pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. The address again is pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. It would be a great honor to have you partner with us as we seek to bring revival to South Florida. God bless you today, and thank you again for your generosity and all of your support. Again, text radio to 772-800-2464 and be a covenant partner today. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
How many of God chose you? He took all of us. Come on, amen. That moment when somebody picks you to do something, don't it just feel good? I mean, it just feels really good, huh? Like somebody, wow. This is what God says. God said, I didn't go down the list. I didn't just look at the list and say, well, I don't know about Lee. He missed a note the other day when he was playing. I don't know about Francisco either. He's really struggling with his diet. Yeah. I don't know about Farnell either. He's always smiling. I think he's up to something. How many glad God didn't do that? Huh? Aren't you grateful that God didn't do that? Oh, yeah, there's Pastor Mark there. Just forget about him. He's trying to... Huh? Come on, amen. But what happens is when we get into this, we tend to believe that somehow I've got to make sure that I played good enough or I behaved good enough or I acted right in order for God to choose me. Come on, how many know that's religion? Come on, amen. I mean, after all, I want God to pick me. I want to be on his team, so I have to make sure that he chooses me, so I better do something to make sure I stand out from the rest of the Christians. I know what I'll do. I'll get up at 4:30 in the morning and I will read my Bible for an hour. You get 5 minutes into it and you're like... You wake up and you're like, oh man, I'm late for work. I only read like 1 minute. And then you go to work all day and the devil's like, you're the worst Christian I've ever seen in my life. You can't even read your Bible for more than a minute. How in the world are you going to do anything in the kingdom of God? And you're over there going, you're right, I'm terrible. I can't do it. I suck at being a Christian. The devil goes, yeah, you do. You really do. You're like, I know. And you just believe in everything he says and agreeing with him. I'd be grateful you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Come on, amen. Because it's not by what you do that makes you who you are. It's who he is that makes you who you are. It's what he's done that makes... Come on, somebody, amen. That's why you should never get any crazy idea about what you do in the church makes you superior to somebody else in the church. Because I'm about to tell you right now, God ain't having none of it. You might think you're lifting yourself up and climbing the religious ladder and making yourself look good to God. Well, I've been going to prayer meeting every week for 3 years, and I drove the bus for them little brats, I mean them precious little children. And yeah. Is everybody all right? Somebody say, he chose me. We got to learn how to die to ourselves. We ain't trying to earn no plaque to get into heaven. The rewards are the benefit of the fruit that you have for the experience of being saved. You want rewards in your life? Then just be faithful to be everything God called you to be. You don't have to strive at it. You just got to let God live big on the inside of you. You just got to get out of the way. You got to learn how to die to yourself and say, God, it ain't me. It's all you. When I mess up, you're right there to pick me up. When I throw up, you're right there to clean me up. Get out of the way. Without you, I'm die to yourself. You, I'm everything you want me to be. Praise the Lord. That's why he sent Jesus. Somebody said that's why he sent Jesus. That's why we're all family. It don't matter what color your skin is. It don't matter what your nationality is. It don't matter what your ethnic background is. Because the blood from a black woman will save a white man. And the blood from a white man will save an Asian woman. We all got the same stuff on the inside of us. God didn't make you no different. We all come from Adam. That means that every race, every ethnic background started in the garden with a man named Adam. You don't like the way you look? Say, thanks a lot, Daddy Adam. That means we're all related. Go ahead and look around at all your family. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I want my church to look like everybody in the world. He said, okay, you don't know what you're getting into. I said, I don't care, I want it. And you know what he meant by that? He didn't mean it by what was going to happen in here. He meant it by what was going to happen out there. Because this is a light, what God's doing in this house. We're bridging, guys, listen, we're bridging every cultural barrier, every cultural barrier, every ethnic barrier, every political stress. Somebody said Democrats and Republicans can't go to the same church. Well, look around. We got libertarians and independents too. We got people at the top of the social ladder and people at the bottom. We got people below poverty and people that got too much money don't know what to do with it. Because God is no respecter of persons. And everybody in this house has an assignment on their life and a purpose in Him. And we are called to live the abundant life. How many of you believe that today? Come on, amen. So we were all born in Adam. But then Jesus comes along and He refathered us. So we're no longer under the imperfect Adam. Now we're under Jesus. That means that God's our daddy. Come on, amen. Huh? According to Paul, you were already in Christ before the foundation of the world. God made a way, like I said, He made a way for us before we ever messed up. Before man ever sinned against Him, God made a way. So even though we were in the first Adam, we're also in the second Adam. And we have a new life in Him. I mean, that's good news today. Whew, praise the Lord. I like this scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 in the Message Bible, verse 26. If you ever felt like you ain't good enough for God to use you, listen to this. Take a good look, friends, at who you were when you got called into this life. I don't see many of the brightest and the best among you. Not many influential. Not many from high society families. Isn't it obvious that God deliberately chose men and women that the culture overlooks and exploits and abuses? Chose these nobodies to expose the hollow pretensions of the somebodies. That makes it quite clear that none of you can get by with blowing your own horn before God. Everything that we have, right thinking and right living, a clean slate and a fresh start, comes from God by way of Jesus Christ. That's why we have the saying, if you're going to blow a horn, just blow a trumpet for God. Isn't that awesome? Blow the trumpet for God. Praise the Lord. Amen. God always chooses people that you and I would never choose. And He makes them nobodies into somebodies. I mean, He chose Rahab. Everybody say Rahab. Do you know she's in Hebrews chapter 11 where they list the heroes of faith? She's the only one in that list where they list, where they actually give you her occupation. It says, and Rahab the harlot. When they give a description of her. Big heroes of faith. And God chose Rahab the harlot. She was a madam. She ran a bordello, a whorehouse. Somebody said, oh, that's terrible. Read your Bible. You'd be really surprised what you find in it. God chose her to be in the lineage of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Amen. He chose Ruth, a foreigner from Moab that believed in incest, an incestual baby. Now, you ain't going to shout me down, but He chose Ruth. Amen. He chose Jacob. Everybody say Jacob. A Bible called Jacob a trickster, a deceiver. A conviner. He said, Jacob, he said, watch this. This is a picture of what Christ did for us when He talked to Jacob. I mean, when we get born again and God sees us, He literally sees Jesus. How many know that? The picture that God has of your life is Jesus. He sees our new nature. God chose all of us and He gave us the name of Jesus. Remember in the Old Testament was written in picture form. It's in a shadow or a type to teach the principles. All throughout the Old Testament, God gives us stories or pictures to teach the principles of the New Testament. And all through the Old Testament, God would come along and change their name. Remember that? Play something nice for me, Michael. Stay with me. I'm almost done. Will you just give me 10 minutes? I'll be done. We'll finish right on time. Okay? That's a picture in the Old Testament that God would change people's identity when they would encounter him. Isaac called him Jacob because he'd come out of his mother's womb wrestling with his brother Esau. He was grabbing at the heel of Esau, trying to get out first. They actually tied a thread around Esau so they knew that Esau would be the firstborn. But Jacob was trying to worm his way out of the womb first. Come on, how many know that's in your Bible? Somebody say, I ain't never heard that. You should read your Bible sometime. You'd be surprised what you find in it. Some good stuff in there, amen? The Bible says he came out grabbing Esau's heel. It's a picture of somebody that wrestled. Somebody that was a manipulator or a trickster, trying to trip him up, trying to trick him up. And that was a picture of Jacob's whole life. He was always manipulating. He was always tricking people. He was always trying to work the angle. He was always trying to outsmart everyone. He was really good at even playing dumb to make people think he was a whole lot dumber than he was smart, because he would disadvantage himself and give himself a handicap to outwit people. I mean, that's a trickster. Somebody say trickster. He'd work schemes and manipulate. That's why when God got ready to deal with Jacob, he had to send him to a bigger trickster than he was. How many know he went to a man named Laban to get married? And he said, boy, I love Rachel. She's so beautiful. What do you want for her? He said, work in my field for 7 years. Jacob said, she's so hot, I'll do it. 7 years. Showed up on his wedding day. He lifted up the veil after he said his wedding vows, and it was not Rachel, it was the ugly one. He said, Laban, you tricked me. He said, yeah, I did. I couldn't marry her off to nobody else. So he said, but I still want Rachel. He said, give me another 7 years. Come on, the trickster got tricked. Come on, somebody. Amen. Come on, huh? I mean, when you see a woman standing on the corner selling her body, what do they call that? She's turning tricks. She's a trickster. That's what a prostitute is. She's a trickster. Come on, amen. Trying to make a man believe for 20 minutes that he's really got a loving relationship. Trying to give him a little bit of love for 20 minutes to make him feel whole. A substitute for what God planned for his life. Come on, somebody, amen. And listen, don't look down your nose at somebody that does that for a life. It's a crazy world that we live in. Don't be looking down your nose at no prostitutes. God loved the prostitutes. Jesus had a lot of talk with prostitutes. We got a whole lot of people whoring a whole lot of things in this life. We got people tricking influence. We got people tricking money. We got people tricking in the bank. We got people tricking you on the car lot. We got people tricking tricks everywhere. It ain't just about a prostitute. People lying all the time.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv. Like the rising sun.
Awakening.